This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 927, How to Jump In and Swim with Heidi from the Boston Adventure. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today, you'll meet Heidi, one of our native conversation partners from the Boston Immersion Program, and find out why, when it comes to connecting, you just have to get in there and start speaking. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Heidi, welcome to All Ears English. How are you doing?
Good, Lindsay. How are you doing?
Well, I'm excited to have you on the show here. Very cool. And you're on the show, Heidi, because you were one of our conversation partners, our native conversation partners last summer in both the August Immersion Program and the October Program. Isn't that right?
Yes. And they were so awesome. I want to give a little shout out to my people from the August and October programs. Hi.
Yeah. Awesome. I know. I think many of them are definitely listening and they will remember you. And how cool that you were able to build such a nice rapport with them over just a couple of days.
Yeah. You know, it was really incredible to me. I didn't think that was going to happen so naturally over such a short period, but it really did.
Yeah. Wow, that is so cool. That's so cool. Well, we're going to get into it today, but first, tell me a little bit about yourself. Tell us about yourself here for our listeners at All Ears English. Heidi, where are you from?
So I live in Boston now. I've been here for 2 years, but I was from New Jersey, which is about an hour south of New York City. And I lived in Peru for 2 years, and I taught English in Peru for 2 years, and I speak Spanish.
Cool.
But right now I'm a graduate student at Lesley University in the International Higher Education Program.
Awesome. And what are you studying there at Lesley University as a master's degree student?
I'm studying international higher education. So what I want to do when I graduate is I want to work with international students at a university. Not teaching English, but like doing more immigration and acculturation kind of things.
Okay, awesome. So you are really involved with international students. I mean, that is your profession. That's your academics track, right? What you're into. And that's how we connected because we have both done the same graduate program. That's so cool.
Very cool.
Yeah. And I love that you have lived in Peru for a couple of years. That's amazing. What was that like for you living in Peru?
Well, you know, it was one of those sink or swim kind of things. You know, it's definitely immersion right there. I spoke Spanish when I went there, but, you know, you think you speak Spanish, and then you go there, and you're like, oh, wow, I kind of speak Spanish. But you really learn when you're living somewhere.
You know? Yeah, you really do. So you can really empathize with our students, right? Yeah, when they come here, you know how they're feeling that first night at the happy hour. Definitely. And you know how good it feels to connect in a new language.
Yes, really great.
Yeah. So let's go back to that weekend, those two weekends in August and October in the immersion program. Heidi, and tell me, what was your favorite challenge or just social activity in the program? What did you like best out of that whole weekend?
I would say my favorite was the improv challenge.
Okay.
It was really fun to participate in for myself and also to watch students communicate not just with words, but with their bodies and with different tones and inflections. That's advanced English right there.
You know? Yeah, absolutely. A lot of people are saying that the drama lab was their favorite. You know, it was a nice day. We were outside. And that movement, I mean, which part of the drama lab did you like best?
I liked the drama where we actually put on a little skit. And it was really, it was hysterical and a lot, so much fun.
I love that word hysterical. A lot of our listeners might not know that yet, but something that's really, really funny, right? Really funny.
Yeah.
Do you remember what? So what we did was we won't give out too many hints because we have students coming this summer and they're going to participate in something super fun. But basically, you were paired with a couple of students. You, Heidi, as a native speaker, you were paired with one or two students, I think, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do you remember who you worked with?
I did two of them.
A couple different times.
Yes, I can't remember right now.
That's okay.
But
that's okay.
So fun.
So what was the transformation that you saw in students? You said to see the students really be able to use their body language. What did you see as the biggest growth piece for the students there?
In that particular challenge, I would say that at first they were a little shy about, how can I express this? How actually can I express this, what I want to say? You know, and just to watch over the time period, them and us, and all together, we figured it out, how to do it. And it was beautiful. It was beautiful to watch, you know?
Yeah. Oh, it really was. That's so cool. Yeah, we found that some students who maybe, everyone has a different learning style, right? And some students are kinesthetically inclined, like they learn through movement and through self-expression with the body. So students like that could really shine and could break into their fluency, into their connection abilities by using their bodies more. And then they were able to take that learning throughout the rest of the weekend and use it.
Yes. But even other transformation about the whole weekend, I noticed that people were, like the first day that I met people at the bar, the first night, they were a bit shy. Some of them were a bit shy to speak to me, as a native speaker. Ooh, scary, But then they got more and more comfortable when they realized that we weren't judging them, we weren't grading them. It was just like we were speaking to friends,
Yes. Yeah, that's perfect. And that's our goal in this program, right? To show students that, hey, there's a native speaker right here next to you and they're here to support you and you can communicate with them, right?
Right.
I love that.
Right.
Yeah. So cool. So I love that, Heidi. So then in that case, what advice do you have for students when they come this coming summer? We've already got some students signed up for Boston and New York.
Woo-hoo!
And I'm sure, it's very exciting. And I'm sure we'll have more after today's interview goes live, Heidi. But what would you give them as advice when it comes to speaking with natives inside this program?
I would just say that we are almost as excited to do this as they are.
Yeah.
So we really love this. And we don't, we don't judge. We don't want to judge. We want to connect. That's what we want to do. We want to connect with people around the world. We want to, I would say, ask us questions. That is the perfect way to start a conversation with anyone. People here love to talk about themselves. If you just ask someone a question, they will talk to you.
And
so it's a great way.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's Olly.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Yeah, that's a really good point. So just like dig into the opportunity, take this chance, right? You don't get an opportunity like this every day, because in normal everyday life, even if our students are living in the U.S., they're not necessarily going to be able to sit down with a native speaker that's there just for them, right? To be right. able to talk to them and ask questions. So it's a really cool opportunity. Ask as many questions as you can. I mean, that's why we do the social events too, right? We did the dinner. We do the happy hour, the barbecue, the chances where it's a bit more loose, a bit more relaxed. And there we can really dig into conversation and connection.
Yeah. And, you know, from my point of view, like, I really want to know what other people from around the world think about things, you know, that may be different than I think about things. And I'm guessing that they think the same thing. What does an American think about this? Ask me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, that's why we do the article club is one of the pieces of that I think is so important, right? Last time we went into politics, right, in the article club, and then we carried that conversation into dinner afterwards, which was pretty cool. Awesome. So just the idea of, so your advice for our students is just ask questions, right? Just ask questions, ask whatever is on your mind. Okay. Awesome. And then, so just in general, Heidi, if students are thinking about signing up for this program this summer, but they're kind of on the fence, what would you say in terms of your advice for them?
Well, because I lived in Peru, I'm a big fan of immersion learning in general. So in my opinion, it's the best way that you can learn a language, because there's so much more to speaking fluently than just the words. Right? It's the inflection, it's the tone, it's the body language, it's the silences. Mm. Where do you put a silence? Where do you, you know, when is it appropriate? So it's hard, you know, it's so many things that you can't just get from a book. And yeah, you know what? It's harder in the beginning to do it immersion style. But you know, you just jump in and you start swimming. Like you're in a pool, right? You jump in and go. And then at the end, you learn so much better, I think.
Yeah. And you personally have experienced that in your time in Peru. I mean, you were just really, were you living in a place where there were no English speakers? Were you in a very native area?
I lived in Cusco. There were no, I mean, there were tourists that were there.
Yeah.
But not really any native English people lived there.
Wow. Wow. So you've been through this yourself and you've come out alive.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You survived it.
Yes. Yep. Right.
Yeah. And you know the benefits of immersion learning. I love that. Okay. Awesome. So any closing words of wisdom for our listeners who just want to get more comfortable with natives, who just want to immerse themselves in English?
I just think this is such a wonderful program. I very much enjoy this program. enjoy it so much. It's so much fun. I have so much fun. And I've really gotten to know so many good people around the world. And I'm so happy that I got to meet all of you who are listening.
That's so cool.
That have been here. Come back. That would be awesome if you came back to another program. You'd be like, you know, the older kids.
Yes, we actually do have one student who is coming back from last summer, and I'm so excited to have that student back. And we hope that you'll be back too, Heidi, this summer and join us again in the Boston program. We're excited to have you back.
I would love it.
Awesome. So guys, I want to encourage you. You are hearing Heidi today. You're meeting her. She is one of our native speakers in our conversation program, in our immersion program. So go on over and go to allearsenglish.com/immersion. Sign up today before the price goes up again. And again, guys, spots are limited. So you want to make sure that you get in today. Take advantage. All right. Follow that voice in your head that says, oh, I want to do this. This is for me. I love it. Heidi, this was so fun. Thank you for coming on the show today. Yeah.
It was great. I loved being on the show.
Awesome. All right. Well, we'll see you this summer.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Sounds good. Take care. Bye. Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our Insider Method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.